Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when they have extended for a couple of hours more the ceasefire, the temporary interruption in the fighting in the Middle East. There's another group of hostages who are apparently coming home. But the reports are that may be it. And then what? We'll be talking coming up to Israel's former ambassador to the United States, somebody who was a decorated veteran of the Israel Defense Forces and a high-ranking officer providing information as he does now. What is next in terms of the fighting and the goals of any fighting? I mean, Israel says that they want to destroy Hamas. What exactly does that mean? And who exactly do they need to erase, eradicate, eliminate? There are all kinds of euphemisms for the idea of killing. And the idea of killing is not to win a victory. It's to stop the fighting and to put an end to it with some kind of security for your own population. Somebody who actually was very much involved in fighting and negotiation and actually making some progress for the world was Henry Kissinger, who died, believe it or not, at age 100. It's one of those things where he had outlived so many other people from his era. The Sun in New York wrote on Kissinger, while no cause of death was given, Kissinger's son previously offered insight into the diplomat's lifestyle in the months before he died. Not only has he outlived most of his peers, eminent detractors, and students, but he also remained indefatigably active throughout his 90s. Kissinger's son, David Kissinger, wrote in a Washington Post op-ed back in May, a days before Kissinger's 100th birthday. My father's longevity is especially miraculous when one considers the health regimen he has followed throughout his adult life, which includes a diet heavy on bratwurst and Wiener Schnitzel, a career of relentlessly stressful decision-making, and a lover of sports purely as a spectator, never a participant. I was reading something that suggested that while he was a student at Harvard, before he became a professor at Harvard, he actually had participated in some sports. I don't think they were pole vaulting. I don't think it was anything particularly strenuous. But what does Henry Kissinger's career and the way he is remembered today have to teach us about foreign policy today and what is going on around the world? It's also the clock ticking down on George Santos. And no, we don't have to do the Great Pretender music now because George Santos, is probably Goodnight Irene or basically someone in the state of farewell. And because the vote is going to be occurring either today or perhaps sometime tomorrow, but it's a vote for expulsion, and this does appear to be a bipartisan majority coming up for George Santos. We will talk about that. There is also bad news from Jerusalem. And it's bad news directly related to the question of this war and the desire by every decent person to try to put an end to the killing. Basically, the only way to put an end to the killing is by doing something about the leaders of Hamas, who are very openly and publicly committed to continued killing and to destruction of the state of Israel. And that was illustrated again today, unfortunately. An attack on civilians in Jerusalem that has left 3 dead and at least a further 6 wounded came just hours after Israel and Hamas struck a new deal to extend the temporary truce by another day, threatening a tentative negotiated ceasefire. And the people who perpetrated this killing have been identified as people who have been imprisoned before in Israel, were released, but with Hamas ties. Two gunmen opened fire on a group of people who were waiting at a bus stop early this morning before being shot dead by nearby soldiers. CCTV footage circulating on social media shows 2 men pull up in a silver car. They both get out and they start shooting at those on the pavement. According to Israeli newspaper Haaretz, citing police sources, the 2 gunmen originated from a Palestinian neighborhood on the outskirts of East Jerusalem in the West Bank. The 2 reportedly brothers were said to be affiliated with Hamas and had previously served prison sentences for terror offenses. The newspaper reported that those killed in the attack were Rabbi Elimelech Wasserman, who was 73, Hana Ifergan, who was 67, and 24-year-old Libia Dickman. The bus stop was the same location where a bomb exploded a year ago, according to the Associated Press, killing a young boy and wounding a further 18 people. In other words, these were people who apparently didn't know each other. They were minding their own business, and they were gunned down. It doesn't describe who the people or how seriously the other 6 people were wounded before the police took care of the terrorists. While there have been unconfirmed reports of Hamas taking credit for this attack, even if the gunmen were not sponsored by the Palestinian militant organization, the attack will likely make an ongoing cessation of hostilities even more difficult. The ceasefire may have been extended by another day, but the Hamas terrorism continues, says Eli Kovatz, who is a Middle East analyst at the Israel Policy Forum. Israeli forces previously accused Palestinian militants of breaking the ceasefire after only 15 minutes. It is, in fact, what they do. Israel has stressed the war is not with Palestinians, but with Hamas, and has said its ground incursion into the Palestinian territory had the aim of eliminating the military organization in the interest of Israel's security. And part of what they are planning to do is to immobilize the tunnels. Basically to go after people, apparently there are literally thousands of Hamas fighters who are still sheltered in the tunnels, but there are plans, which we are going to be talking about with former Ambassador Michael Oren, about what to do with those tunnels in particular. It was agreed last week to a temporary ceasefire for negotiations to continue over the release of around 240 hostages taken to Gaza during the October 7th attack. Hamas has been releasing hostages in groups in exchange for Palestinian prisoners. The short-term truce has already been extended several times and was due to expire on Thursday morning, but it was extended to a 7th day at the last minute. Benny Gantz, a member of the War Cabinet and both a former Prime Minister and a former Army General, wrote on X that it was further proof for our commitment to continue fighting with strength and determination against the murderous terrorism that threatens our citizens. There are comments by Secretary of State Blinken, Antony Blinken, who is in Israel, and we will be speaking coming up to Michael Oren, former Israeli ambassador to the United States. We will be right back.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's dangerous for America. It's dangerous for the world.
This is the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, lots of excitement in the Congress of the United States. And the basic math of this Congress, which is extraordinary, is the Democrats control the U.S. Senate by one vote. Republicans control the U.S. House by five votes out of 435 members of Congress. Right now, there is big news about at least two votes of that five-vote cushion for the Republicans going away. One of them is is someone who won't be missed, who is George Santos. And the other is a surprise, one of the leaders of the House of Representatives, who's giving an indication that he may resign before his term is over. Now, who are we talking about? We'll get to that. First of all, George Santos. He appeared at a press conference today outside the Capitol building, and he was speculating on his own very likely expulsion from the House of Representatives. Clip 11.
We can all look back and say this is not how at least I thought this year would go. I don't think this is how most of people in the media would think this year would go. And it's just an unfortunate circumstance that I have to sit here and watch the American people waste, Congress waste the American people's time over and over again on something that is the power of the people, not the power of Congress, which is to remove and elect and remove members of Congress. Obviously, some want to cling to some circumstances and to allegations, but there's been a long-standing precedent in the House that every single member that's ever been expelled, and they are trying to join me to the group of three Confederates and two people convicted in a court of law. So if I am to get expelled tomorrow, I will be number six in the history, the first Republican and the only one without a conviction or without being part of a or without having committed treason. So that's kind of where we stand today on that sense.
OK, obviously, one of the problems for Congressman Santos is that he refused to testify before the Ethics Committee. He declined it. He was given the opportunity, and this is a point that Ken Buck made this morning. Ken Buck, the conservative congressman from Colorado, who's also leaving the House of Representatives, he's going to serve out his term. But he made the point that, look, he had the chance and the invitation by the House Ethics Committee before they filed their report to respond to it, to talk about why the report wasn't true, why he was innocent in his own mind, and he declined to do that, which was probably one of the decisions by George Santos, including the decision to steal from credit cards that were used to donate to his campaign from ordinary citizens. But again, was talking about the other side, the side believing that there's some things that are just so outrageous and beyond the pale that it's too embarrassing to continue your service in Congress. He was talking about the other side bullying him. This is clip 12.
If it's really, truly a distraction from the institution, why not just resign?
Because if I leave, they win. If I leave, the bullies take place. This is bullying. The chair of the committee putting out a motion to expel, just introducing it and not calling it privilege, was designed to force me to resign. But he didn't even have the fortitude to go ahead and call the privilege. He had someone else do it, someone who's actually just recently done one on me, which is Congressman D'Esposito. So the reality of it is it's all theater. It's theater for the cameras. It's theater for the microphones. It's theater for the American people at the expense of the American people because no real work's getting done.
Okay, and then George Santos, doing the important work for the people, filed a resolution to expel one of his colleagues, this time a Democrat, who Jamal Bowman, who Democrat from New York. You remember back on September 30th, he was basically chastised for pulling a fire alarm in a congressional building to stop the proceedings of Congress, at least it was alleged, when he knew there was no real fire. This is George Santos filing his resolution against Congressman Bowman of New York. Listen.
Madam Speaker, pursuant to Clause 2A1 of Rule 9, I rise to give notice of my intention to raise a question of the privileges of the House. The form of the resolution is as follows. In the matter of Rep. Jamal Bowman from New York, whereas Representative Jamal Bowman is a member of the United States House of Representatives, Whereas on September 30th, 2023, Representative Jamal Bowman knowingly and willingly gave a false fire alarm in the Cannon House office building. Whereas on October 26, 2023, Representative Jamal Bowman pleaded guilty to one count of falsely pulling the alarm. And whereas Representative Jamal Bowman's actions caused the closing of the Cannon House office building and resulted in the disruption of an official proceeding in the Congress. Now, therefore, be it resolved that pursuant to Article 1, Section 5, Clause 2 of the Constitution of the United States, Representative Jamal Bowman be hereby is expelled from the House of Representatives.
Okay, I'm not sure that's going to get that much traction. There are probably very few Democrats who would support that resolution. But things have been extremely heated and hectic and bizarre in this sort of year-end piece of congressional session, is that Marco Rubio, senator from Florida, was interrupted in the hallway by Medea Benjamin, who is the extreme leftist pro-Hamas demonstrator who has been interrupting various congressional committees, and she tried to grab Marco Rubio to confront him about what is going on in Gaza. We will play that confrontation for you because Marco Rubio was extremely concerned that it should actually be recorded and played. And he told Medea Benjamin, make sure you post that. We have coming up Michael Oren, who is a much better person to speak to about the Middle East or anything else for that matter than Medea Benjamin, former Israeli ambassador to the United States, who has the very latest on the plans by the Israeli military and the Israeli government to follow up on pursuing this war to victory. And what exactly does victory mean? We will talk about that with Ambassador Oren coming right up on the Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment. This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Speaker Mike Johnson said he has real reservations about kicking Representative George Santos out of the House since the New York Republican has yet to be convicted of a crime. President Biden addressing Colorado Republican Lauren Boebert in her district during his visit to Colorado, criticizing her and fellow Republicans for opposing the Inflation Reduction Act. The ceasefire between Israel and Hamas extended for a seventh day today, just minutes before it was set to expire. Both Israel and Hamas confirming the extension and having talks about the release of more hostages. Rosalynn Carter, the former First Lady, laid to rest in Plains, Georgia, in her hometown. Yesterday, she passed away earlier this month at the age of 96. Corey Myers, USA News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It is always an honor, a distinct honor, to welcome back to the show Michael Oren, Israel's former ambassador to the United States, a distinguished author and historian, and an author of a book looking forward to the next 75 years of Israeli history. There are people who are saying that Israel shouldn't have another 75 years or even another moment because they want to exterminate the Jewish state. Michael Oren has dedicated his life to an opposite result. Let me ask you, as things stand right now, there have been close to how many hostages have been released, and what is the prospect for seeing more released before the end of the cease or the interruption in fighting that's supposed to start tonight, the end of the interruption?
Over 160 have been released. That means that there are something in the order of 70 still in captivity, mostly men and soldiers, but not exclusively. I got word today that a family I've been working with very closely, her 22-year-old daughter, Mia Sham, is in the list to be released today, and I'm very grateful for that relief for them. But there are many families tonight in Israel whose loved ones remain in the horrors of captivity. It's not just captivity. We're beginning to hear about the tortures that were inflicted on these poor people by these animals called Hamas.
And in terms of the prime minister has been very clear that when the trading of hostages for convicted Palestinian prisoners, when that is over, the fighting will resume. And so many people are saying, well, why don't they just extend the ceasefire and continue on this until every single hostage is home? And the answer is very powerfully provided by Michael Oren, which is?
Well, there are two answers. One is, for every ceasefire and we get hostages released, those ceasefires are going to cost us in terms of the lives of our soldiers. So we have to balance a civilian's life against a soldier's life. And then, you know, in our country, soldier, somebody's kid, somebody's brother, somebody's sister, and just as much as a hostage is. So it's an extremely painful decision because Hamas will use those ceasefires to reorganize, to rearm, to plant more booby traps, throughout Gaza, and apparently all of Gaza is booby trapped. So yes, it will cost us in terms of our soldier life. But that's one reason. The second reason, I think, is more strategic, and that is that Hamas won't release all the hostages. It won't. It can't. Because the hostages are the last line of human shields for Hamas. It's their get out of Gaza free card. And Hamas knows full well that the moment they release the last hostage, Israel will flood those 300 miles of tunnels or set them afire and kill Hamas. And so the negotiations are going to have to come to an end at a certain point. I think Israel's goal was to get as many women and children and the infirm out of those tunnels. But at a certain point, Israel has to make that terrible, fateful choice whether to resume the fighting, because it has to, Michael. Without destroying Hamas, Israel will have no internal security. We have 250,000 people who have been rendered homeless by this war. They cannot go back to their homes. If Hamas is allowed to reorganize and stage the next attack, which is precisely what Hamas leaders say they're going to do, they make no attempt to disguise that. And we'll have no regional security either, Michael. Iran and other enemies will internalize that the minute they can attack us with impunity, the world will slap a ceasefire on us and we'll be unable to defend ourselves. So a ceasefire is victory for Hamas. Hamas gets away with mass murder. It is something close to death for the state of Israel.
And at what point is there a clear indication that the war has been won, that Israel has achieved its war aim, which is the dismantling, basically, of the whole structure of terror by Hamas and driving them from any semblance of power in Gaza? How do we know that that has happened?
I think we know it's happened when we eliminate their leadership on the ground, when many thousands of Hamas terrorists come up from underground and surrender. I suggested in a recent article in the Times of Israel that we could reach a Beirut-like situation, 1982, when Israel, and I was there, I remember the story well, surrounded the city of Beirut with the PLO inside. We gave Yasser Arafat a get-out-of-Beirut card free, and we put the PLO on boats and sent them to Tunis. I think the majority of Israelis would agree with the situation, would accept the situation in which the remaining Hamas terrorists would get on a boat to some suitably horrible place like Algeria or Libya, and we got back the rest of the hostages.
For people in the United States who are wanting to, as many Democrats have sought to do in the U.S. Senate and in the House of Representatives, the idea of attaching conditions to a new aid that is very much needed by the Israeli government. First of all, why is the aid so important now?
But it is important, particularly for ammunition. We run low on ammunition in virtually every war we're in. We usually need resupply. You know, ammunition can only be stored for so long. And there's a great world shortage of ammunition today because of the Ukraine conflict. And so that aid will be used to purchase military material. It's not economic aid. And so these Democrats, not the first time, this goes way back, attempts to condition the aid on what called, quote unquote, humanitarian uses of munitions and other oxymorons. I don't think it'll pass. I think it sends the wrong message, because that's precisely what Hamas wants. Hamas wants us to kill its civilians. That's why they're hiding behind the civilians. And Hamas wants those conditions placed on the aid. So basically, by putting those conditions on, Hamas is winning. And these senators, these congressmen are giving Hamas that victory. And it's a very bad idea.
In terms of what happens next, assuming that the victory takes place within the next few weeks, are you one of those people who is optimistic about mobilizing some of the Abraham Accords nations to help supervise transition in Gaza, and then a transition to what exactly?
Well, I'm optimistic. I'm not Pollyannish. They have resistance to it, and they'd have to be induced to do it because it's in their interest. They don't want this to break out again. It's caused a lot of problems for the leaders of these countries who understand that they are facing both Sunni extremism in the form of Hamas, Islamic Muslim Brotherhood, Al-Qaeda, and Shiite extremism in the form of Iran and Hezbollah. And there's only one country in the Middle East that's fighting both of them, and that's us. So they need strong relationship with us. But these countries aren't democracies, and their populations are flagrantly pro-Palestinian, and they need to avoid a similar outbreak of a similar war in the future. It's not good for their internal security, not good for business. So I think they'll take steps to try to ensure that there's not a recrudescence of this war. Now, I say Pollyannish, not Pollyannish, in the sense that it's not going to be easy. Gaza has to be demilitarized. It has to be internationalized. It has to be a cordon sanitaire made around the entire Gaza Strip so that no Palestinians can come anywhere near our border anymore. Many steps have to be taken, but the most difficult step is finding a Palestinian leadership that is responsible, that is not thoroughly corrupt, as the Palestinian leadership is today, and a Palestinian leadership that cares about its own people more than it cares about killing our people. And that's very difficult to find, and that may take a very long period.
Yeah, Tom Friedman, in his column today in the New York Times, argues that the one linchpin to this entire matter for the future is a reform and improvement and cleaning up, really, of the Palestinian Authority. Michael Oren, Israel's former ambassador to the United States and somebody who has been as clear and as knowledgeable and as forceful in dealing with the issues behind this war. Later on, we'll be speaking to Brett Stevens, who also wrote an important column about how people who are Hamas sympathizers are killing the dream of a Palestinian state. We will get to that and more. Michael Oren, I'm wishing you ahead of time a Shabbat Shalom and Godspeed. We will be right back here on the Michael Mendez Show. Hold on.
The Michael Mendez Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II and, yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Michael Medved show, we were speaking before Michael Oren about Marco Rubio, who was accosted in the hallway in the Capitol building by Medea Benjamin, who is a well-known for her organization, which is called Code Pink, which was very outspoken during the time of the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. You may remember she disrupted many a congressional hearing and many a congressional session. And here they're confronting the senator from Florida concerning their support for Hamas. And I say support for Hamas because when you are talking about a ceasefire, as Michael Oren said so forcefully and I think appropriately, when you're talking about a ceasefire and that is your goal, what you are suggesting is that one side wins because, of course, what Hamas wants is to continue controlling the lives of innocent civilians in Gaza and shedding those that blood and destroying those lives in the name of their terrorist agenda. The first item on their terrorist agenda, of course, is the destruction of the State of Israel. And they say so. Here is Senator Rubio trying to maintain his calm, which he does very well, while being assaulted by Medea Benjamin of Code Pink. Listen.
Senator Rubio, will you call for ceasefire?
No, I will not.
Gaza?
On the contrary.
Rubio, please.
Are you filming it?
Wait,
I want you guys to get this. I want them to destroy every element of Hamas they can get their hands on. These people are vicious animals who did horrifying crimes. And I hope you guys post that.
And what about the civilians that are being killed every day?
Hamas should stop hiding behind civilians, putting civilians in the way. Hamas knew that this was going to lead to this. So Hamas has stopped building their military installations underneath hospitals.
So you don't care that 15,000 have died? You don't care about the babies that are being killed every day?
I think it's horrifying. I think it's terrible, and I think Hamas is 100% to blame. That's what I think. Make sure you post that, please.
And yes, we're posting it. You got it, Senator Rubio, because that is appropriate. By the way, there's something else that's very appropriate for people to check out right now. It's brand new, just posted on our Substack at michaelmedved.substack.com. It's an interview on Bloomberg that just took place. And it's an interview with the individual who was introduced by Bloomberg on their TV presence as Israel's leading venture capitalist. It's my brother. And my brother Jonathan does a great job talking about how Israel's economy can survive this incredibly dislocating war. With some 360,000 people called up for service. And I've mentioned before, and it's extraordinary when you think about it, there are more people in that Israeli army right now than the British and French armies combined. And Britain and France are not nothing powers. They are crucial allies. Israel, too. Check it out. You go to michaelmedved.substack.com, and you can subscribe today for our new Substack newsletter, Michael Medved's Context. And some of this context will feature exclusive interviews with my brother. By the way, when he did that interview, and it comes out at the very end, the Bloomberg people are kind of astonished. He's in Abu Dhabi. He's negotiating with one of the UAE, the United Arab Emirates, one of the nations involved with the Abraham Accords. And part of the concern on all sides is to try to keep the Israeli economy going. It's important for those other Abraham Accord nations as well as for the citizens of Israel. Meanwhile, there is a piece today, a powerful piece by Daniel Henninger, and about Hamas seizing the advantage. And what does he mean? He says, news reports say that Egypt and Qatar, the two nations involved in hostage release negotiations, are pushing for a long-term ceasefire. The Biden administration, we may assume, will support this goal. In short, Hamas's planners and fighters look likely to survive without personal accountability for the 1,200 killed on October 7th. Instead, the burden will fall on Israel to assent to talks with Hamas, whose goal remains removing the rest of Israel's more than 9 million people. No one can be unmoved, writes Henninger, by the reunions of the Israeli hostages with their families, but it is impossible not to miss a second dilemma. Israel said yesterday that its goal remains to dismantle Hamas, but how, when the current standoff gives Hamas an incentive to hold some hostages indefinitely? Meanwhile, running alongside are anti-Israel, pro-Palestinian demonstrations like those in New York City the past week. Protesters glued themselves to 6th Avenue, blocking the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. Hours later, they vandalized the facade of New York's public library's main building, doing an estimated $75,000 in damage. On Saturday, they moved on to the Museum of Natural History, closed in anticipation, demanding to be let inside to see exhibits of the colonizers, burning an Israeli flag and shouting that the police officers protecting the museum were the equivalent of the KKK. As we went to press, writes Henninger, these same activist groups planned to wreck the Wednesday evening lighting of the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree. A social media post said, bring your flags, your signs, and your keffiyehs, mobilization, not celebration. Apparently, writes Henninger, baby Jesus is also complicit. Look, they did disrupt the Christmas tree lighting. And the Christmas tree in Washington, D.C. was not torn down by demonstrators. It apparently fell down, and it's back up and standing and fine. And it's still a beautiful sight in the nation's capital. But they write in ABC News, the lighting of the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree occurred Wednesday night despite a handful of arrests made during a pro-Palestinian demonstration. A crowd of at least 500 pro-Palestinian demonstrators unfurled a large Palestine flag and briefly tried to push its way toward the tree, where a line of police and barricades were waiting. I mean, really? Stopped in its tracks, the group of Palestinian protesters then reversed course, resulting in a crush of people, scuffles, and 7 arrests. 6 adults and 1 juvenile were arrested. The protests were expected, but the NYPD still encouraged families to come out, saying they wouldn't allow any demonstrations to disrupt the celebration. In fact, thousands of people came to Midtown Manhattan for a chilly but joyous evening as the 80-foot-tall Norway spruce was lit for the holiday season. Ahead of the celebration, the NYPD prepared for the increased possibility of security threats. And this is just remarkable when you hear it. According to an NYPD threat assessment obtained by ABC News, the U.S. continues to face a heightened and dynamic risk environment from a variety of extremists amid the ongoing Israel-Hamas conflict, and malicious actors may view mass gatherings, iconic locations, and high-profile events as targets of opportunity during the holiday season. The planned protest that developed Wednesday night called for, quote, demonstrations to flood the tree lighting in support of Gaza. Oh, good luck with that. Meanwhile, there is a breaking news on one front, which is we talked before about the likelihood of George Santos being expelled from the House of Representatives of the United States. There's somebody else very prominent who is talking about actually leaving his post as a member of the House before the election. This is Kevin McCarthy. First of all, he said that he would advise President Trump to pick Nikki Haley as his running mate. And he said, I was a political person. I was going to advise somebody, you're going to pick the vice president that's about addition, not subtraction. So you're going to need to pick somebody that already equates to you. Lawmakers said that they expected McCarthy to step down from his seat before the end of the year. Now, what could that damage? Fundraising for the GOP. We will get to that and much more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.